My understanding is that to have a true perception of what is, it's clear, immediate, and direct, is facilitated by letting go of self-will and ego-centered imagination. Could you speak of this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that if the conditioned mind does not interfere, we have a truer perception of what is that's automatic, spontaneous,
yes,
innocent, joyful. And then all of a sudden, when the conditioned mind interferes, it's no longer immediate because the mind mediates it and interprets what appears to be, and then all of a sudden we're not really experiencing what it is, but we're experiencing the mind's interpretation and mediation of what is. Mm-hmm. So I can see that if the mind were calm and poised and restful, that we'd have a clearer perception of what is that's direct and immediate. And what I'm asking is, does letting go of our self-will and our ego-centered imagination facilitate this? I mean, isn't it self-will that interferes with the ego mind to not accept what is, to resist what is, to fight it? Isn't that what it is, the dynamics of it?
You say, is it self-will that interferes with the ego mind? I mean, self-will is the ego mind.
I understand that. So if we let go of self-will and ego-centered imagination, we'd have a true perception of what is that's clear, direct, and immediate, would we not?
Can I just ask you about this feedback?
Is
what?
He's just close to the speaker.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you ask about letting go of this self-will
and ego-centered imagination.
Okay, who is holding on to it in the first place? Let's find out that first of all and then discuss. But letting go, does awareness hold on to it?
No, I don't see awareness holding on to it. I see the
the
conditioned ego mind holding on to it.
The conditioned ego mind holds on to the conditioned ego mind. Is that what you mean?
When I see that happening, when I'm caught up in the middle of it, I don't say, okay, that's the conditioned ego mind, but that's what it is.
So the conditioned ego mind appears. This conditioned thought that revolves around a separate self, it appears, yes? And it appears in the space of awareness.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you bring in a third element. So here we have let's do this, make a pictorial representation. There's this open, empty space of awareness. There's the conditioned ego mind,
yeah,
the thought that revolves around the separate self that arises inside this space, yeah?
Yeah.
Now you bring in a third element, someone that holds on to it, that can either choose to keep holding on to it or that has the option of letting go of it. Yeah?
Well, so the way I see it is that
I'm just making a picture of what you described.
No, I understand what you're saying. And if I could catch myself and be aware, I could say that's the conditioned ego mind that's resisting and let go of it. But if I don't catch myself and I identify with that ego mind,
I understand.
And I believe that, you know,
I understand.
In fact, instead of this suffering being self-created, that I create another person or situation to blame it on.
So let's go back to this picture now of
the
space of awareness, the conditioned ego mind.
Arises.
Now, the one who is going to let go of this ego mind, or maybe not let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this third element that you're saying is present in your experience. If I could let go of the ego mind, you said. Yes? So now I'm trying to find out, in this picture, who is this one that might possibly let go of the ego mind or maybe not let go of it?
What comes up for me is that if I'm so caught up in it, then I'm not aware. I don't even look at it that way. But if I can step back enough to be aware that this ego mind's caught up.
Who is the one that is caught up? Who is this third element, the I, that is caught up with the ego mind? You say, I am caught up with it. Well, you already said awareness is not caught up with it, yes?
No.
Awareness is the empty space.
But the I that identifies with the ego mind.
Okay, so this is what
I become the ego mind at that point.
Okay, so now you have the space of awareness, the ego mind. Now you have this third element, the I, that is caught up with it. I'm trying to find out what is this I you keep referring to, the one that is caught up with it and that might let go of it. What is it? Where is it? Where is this one that is caught up with the ego mind that is going to try to let go of it? I'm just being very experiential now. I'm trying to...
Yeah, I'm just...
Because your question was about this...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying that there are moments when I can step out of the drama and see that I'm caught up, this ego mind's condition is causing this resistance.
Okay.
I might have a choice to let it go.
Okay, so again...
When I'm not aware of that, then I don't have that choice because I am it.
Okay. So now, go back to this one who's going to step back from the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah? Tell me about that one. You have the space of awareness...
Yeah.
...in which the ego mind appears.
Uh-huh.
And then you say there is one who's going to step back from the ego mind. Now, I want to know about this one that is going to do the stepping back, the letting go, the disidentification. Tell us about that one.
The closest I can come to it is that one is the one that clearly sees what's going on.
Okay. Okay.
And it's able to diffuse the situation.
So this one is the one that sees what's going on.
Yeah.
That would be awareness.
That would be awareness, exactly.
Because awareness is the one that sees.
Exactly. Okay, that would be awareness.
Now, so we have the space of awareness that is clearly seeing this ego. Now, does awareness need to step back from this ego drama? Or does it need to let go of it or disidentify itself with it?
No.
And does the screen need to let go of the image?
No.
So, who is the one that's going to do the letting go or the stepping back? It's not there yet. Awareness is already stepped back. It wasn't holding on to the ego drama in the first place. The screen doesn't need to disidentify itself from the film. There's this fight going on the film, this conflict. The screen doesn't say, I have to step back and let go. It's already stepped back and let go. Yes? So you're bringing an imaginary self into the picture that can step back, or that might step back, or that might continue holding on. And you're giving yourself an impossible scenario, an impossible situation to decide either to let go or not to let go. What I'm trying to suggest is that awareness is it, what I'm trying to suggest is that there isn't this third element in the picture, this I that may or may not let go, that may or may not step back. That you, the one that you rightly say, knows this ego drama, is already free, is already independent of it. See that. You are already where you want to be. You are already unattached and disidentified. This little drama is already just a little drama taking place in you. Just see that you are already independent of it. Take your stand there. Instead of taking your stand as the separate I around whom this drama is revolving, just see that you were never that separate I. The separate I around whom this ego drama is revolving is a fictitious I. In other words, it's about seeing, not doing.
Well, then can we say that when you see that this drama is perpetuated by self-will and ego-centered imagination, it's easier to let go of that? I guess I'm asking you a question about surrender, letting go.
Awareness is already utterly surrendered. Who is going to do the surrendering?
the conditioned ego mind. I mean, surrender itself or slim itself down or invalidate itself.
I don't think that.
Or make a daring dive or whatever.
I don't think the conditioned ego mind has a lot of interest in surrendering. It's not really its style. Whereas awareness only knows total surrender to every appearance. It's just pure openness. It's already, it is pure surrender, pure yes to everything. Totally open, without judgment, without preference, without choice, without, it's already that. Just see that, you are already this openness. Don't try to make a fictitious entity surrender. It'll be endlessly frustrating. And this fictitious entity will be perpetuated in the process. The separate self cannot surrender because it is by definition made out of resistance and seeking. Just as awareness doesn't know the meaning of resistance and seeking, the separate self doesn't know the meaning of surrender. Separate self and surrender are mutually exclusive, just as awareness and seeking are mutually exclusive. It's about seeing. Seeing clearly, experiential understanding. I know that the separate self loves to have something to do, it loves to work on itself. But see that you, awareness, are already where you want to be. Don't make it something that you're going to achieve by struggling with self-will, by struggling with surrender, because it'll be an endless struggle. You'll always feel you're failing, and that sense of failure will perpetuate the self-will that you're trying to give out. It's a kind of vicious circle.
Thank you.
Are we understanding each other?
I'm going a little numb, so I don't know.
I don't get the feeling that this answer has quite landed yet.
When you said, for instance, to say yes, I can see that the ego says no. The ego resists.
Exactly.
The ego perpetuates itself because it has all these, it's willful and it wants its way. And
the ego is pure no. Awareness is pure yes. The ego is made out of no. I don't like this. Awareness is made out of yes. Everything is welcome. That is already the case. We don't have to make it the case. The first words I ever heard my teacher say were, "Meditation is a universal yes saying to everything." That's what awareness is, not an activity of meditation. It is this eternal yes to everything. It is already that. It's what it is, not what it does.
So like awareness is an isness and the ego is a doingness.
You could put it like that, yeah. Yes.
Or becoming.
Yes. In other words, what I'm trying to say is don't struggle with the ego. Because awareness doesn't struggle with an ego or with anything. Awareness doesn't know the meaning of struggle. Like this, the space of this room doesn't struggle with any appearance. So what is it that struggles with the ego? The ego. The ego is only a problem for the ego. So by making the ego a problem and trying to get rid of it, trying to let it go, trying to give it up, who is doing that? The ego. The ego is strengthening itself by disciplining itself. That's how the ego in spiritual circles perpetuates itself, by trying to get rid of itself, by trying to give itself up, or by trying to let itself go.
It just seems like these things we're talking about, I mean, I've like, for years and years, have known them and been trying to assimilate them, and it just seems like it takes so long to make them part of you. You know what I mean? It seems like it takes... And I'm left with the idea, I must be doing something wrong. I mean, it would seem to me that I would have assimilated these things by now, but I haven't.
There is absolutely nothing the ego can do to get rid of itself. Sooner or later we have to face that fact head on. True surrender comes from seeing that clearly.
So if that's the case, it doesn't matter how long I've been at it.
don't worry about how long you've been at it, or... It's not important. Just go deeply into what is it that I really, really want? What is it that I love more than anything else? Is that something that can be brought about by an activity of the mind? Okay, when I say the activity of the mind, the mind's activity is the current thought, yes? So imagine this little thought, like a little minnow swimming in the vast ocean of awareness. Is what I truly want in life going to be brought about by the activity of this little minnow that lasts for 2 or 3 seconds swimming around in this vast ocean? is what we really, really want in life, can it be brought about by a thought?
I don't think so, no.
No, it can't be brought about by focusing our thoughts or disciplining our thoughts or just give your thoughts a break, just let them go, just let them be. You know, it's like a disciplined thought, a disciplined mind is like a fish that's been caught on a hook and it's been reeled in, struggling, kicking, suffering all the way. Just let it go. Just take this hook out, just let it go, let it do its thing, let it do what it's been programmed to do. Seek and resist and everything, just let it do that. Don't allow your happiness to be hostage of a thought, of a little flimsy, insignificant thought. Let your thoughts go. They're going anyway, actually. You'll just see that there's nobody in control of your thoughts. There's nobody at the helm. They're just doing what thoughts do, doing what they've been conditioned to do. There's nobody responsible, there's nobody to blame, nobody in charge. And just let your thoughts go. You are this ocean in which they appear. You're never going to be more that than you are now. No amount of thinking is going to make you more that than you are now. No amount of thinking is going to make you less that than you are now. It's never going to make you more universal, more impersonal. You are already everything you could ever be. Thought is not going to touch it. Not going to touch you. Not going to make you more yourself. And give yourself a break. Just know yourself as this open, empty space, and let everything that appears within that space be as it is. Just stop having an agenda with appearances, with the body, the mind, the world, saying how they should be or could be or might be. Just let them be.
Thank you.